You're listening to Business Stories with Ryan Arcaracci, where I speak to business professionals from all walks of life. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Business Stories Podcast with Ryan Arcaracci, and I'm here with my guest, James Olofsky. Today, James is, like many people I talk to, he's a franchise consultant, but the interesting thing about James is that James works exclusively, for the most part, with professional athletes and helps them transition into business ownership once their career kind of moves on. So, James, thanks for being here. I'm excited to talk about this. Tell us a little bit about you and your history with this.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. So a lot of questions I get asked is, how did you wind up making athletes your niche? And I will also say, I work with everybody, but I do kind of have a soft feeling for athletes. So my whole career expanded where I started with a company called Del Taco, big corporate company, spent 25 years there. Then a startup company called Pyology Pizzeria, they came out and said, hey, help us start our franchise side. So I joined them when they had one store, and we grew that franchise over 100. And I was supporting franchisees and then doing some franchise development there. And then I got a call from the largest franchisee at Pyology, and they said, it was their largest franchisee. They said, hey, come, you have interest in coming running our operations? I said, absolutely. And it happened to be owned by the dad who was involved. He was a former NFL football player, and he had two sons that were playing in the NFL at the time. So we did our Pyologies. We had our Pyologies. We did our own Bake Bear franchise. We did our own coffee shop. We did our own cookie dough. And you know, the whole time during while I was with them, it was like I saw all the harebrained schemes that even their best friends were coming up to these athletes of, hey, invest in this and invest in that. And so I always stuck that with me. And then they went to the tequila business. As they were kind of tired of the restaurants. One of them retired from football. The other one got hurt, couldn't fulfill the rest of his contract. So they went tequila business. I said, you know what? I love nothing against tequila. Just not something I'm not really passionate about. So I know I'm passionate about franchising. Why don't I get into franchise brokering? Yes, of course, I help everybody, all walks, all different you know, people that are looking for a franchise, but let me make my niche the athlete because of what I saw with the two brothers that I worked with. So that's kind of how I got into wanting to help the athletes. And it's just so natural to help the athletes in a franchise world because they're used to following the playbook all of their lives. And that's what franchising is all about.
And I want to ask you about that too, because it seems like it's an interesting segue from one career into this next career. But I feel like there are some traits and some things they would learn as athletes that would carry over to business ownership. Like, talk to us about that transition period. Like, what is that like for them? Is it an adjustment? And what are some of the things that you feel like they carry with them into, you know, business ownership?
Well, it's a huge adjustment. So anytime from the athlete of when the cheering stops, that's just very huge. And you go from their perspective and their shoes going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? They go from having a team of support system of not only their teammates, but the coaching staff around them, the medical staff. So all that support now suddenly is vanished, gone. So they're all alone. And so it is a big adjustment. So where does their skills fit really good within business ownership and franchise? Well, they're entrepreneurs at heart, so they're used to taking risks. So right there, that's the fear factor is gone. Then you also have, they're great at building teams and listening to instructions. So an athlete's strength is follow a playbook, build and mold a team, and get along with my teammates to get the best results and achieve the best results. And then that drive to be successful is also equally important.
And I want to ask too, I think what's also important is as an athlete, you have to get used to challenges, loss, rejection, failure, which comes with business ownership sometimes too. Do you feel like that plays a part of it, having that ability to take a hit, take a loss, take a rejection, but keep on going forward, having that grit. Do you feel like that plays a part of it as well?
100%. That's a great point, Ryan. That is, you hit the nail on the head. You have that rejection, loss. They have the ability to have that vision. They have the long-term vision, just going, wow, in the short term, I took a big bad hit here. But in the long term, I can see how it'll be okay. So I feel that athletes are able to take a little bit more of a risk, and they're able to see the bigger picture rather than, hey, I need to make money the second the door is open, and that constant worry. I think they have the big picture, and they can take that hit and that risk and be okay and know with their abilities that they'll be able to work through it.
Can you walk us through, James, your process with an athlete? Because it seems like it's a big jump from one situation to another. How do you coach them mentally through that and getting them ready for what they need to be prepared for in terms of business ownership from that one life to the new one, you know?
Yeah, so one life to the new one, it really is basically, hey, let's get excited about your next chapter. Let's talk about all the franchises that are out there. It's not just food. There is, dog grooming. There's restoration. Let's talk about what gets you excited. So we go over all the different industries that are in the franchise world. And most often than not, they're going to be going, hey, I would love to do something at gym. I'm very passionate about training. And then we'll look at different gyms and find them one that fits and matches their personality and exactly what they're looking for. Or it may be health and wellness, or it could be even something as simple as a swim school. And then we also talk about, how involved do you want to be in the day-to-day? Do you just want to step back? Do you want to have a family member run the day-to-day? Do we want to hire someone else? So we get to what's the level of involvement that they want to be, and just coaching them that, hey, you know what? It's all going to be great, because even if you don't understand that, how to do dog grooming, the franchise is going to teach you that, and you're not going to be the one grooming the dogs. You're going to be running the day-to-day and running the business. So getting that possible fear of maybe I can't do this because I don't know anything about it, overcoming that, like, hey, you're the businessman. You're going to be, or businesswoman, you're going to be the one who is running the day-to-day operations. Just so we put that at ease, so the franchise will train them. You're used to following the playbook, so it's a natural fit.
Do you have any particular examples of just where you've seen this really work out well for certain clients you've worked with?
Yeah, I had a client that we were going through. He already had his own business, and it was doing pretty good. He was like, I really kind of want something more. I started this business, and I'm just not really excited about it. So we went through different gyms. We went through some health and wellness franchises. We went through some home improvement, restoration, and he was like, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, okay, but I have my business, so I don't want to get, I'm in a good position where I just don't want to get a business to get a business. It's like, I'm really not sure about this. And I said, okay, well, let's take some time. Let's take a step back and let's think about, where's your passion? What would you really like to say in a business? I would like to do this. So he thought about it for a day. He calls me back and goes, I got it. What I would like, I would love a franchise that would deal with mental health issues, deal with TMS, and just help recover any mental health and anything like that. I would love a franchise like that. So I went out, we searched, we found a great one that worked well with them. We went to Utah, visited their site, toured their corporate office. He was like, hey, I love this. I'm passionate about it. He wound up signing with the franchise, a 3-store deal. And he's like, my whole goal is to put one of these in every NFL city. So he really has his life planned out for the next 10 years to do that. So he's off and rolling, but there's an example of kind of like, had a business, but just kind of wanted to find that other passion and find something to be a drive to do good out there for either his fellow teammates and his own business.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. When it comes to like evaluating businesses, you talked a little bit about this, but what are some of the key factors that athletes or just anybody in general should look at? Obviously, this is a big decision. It's not something you're going to make overnight. You really need to evaluate whether it's a fit for you and your goals, right? So what are some of the main things they should really be looking at a granular level when they make this decision?
Yeah, so I think really the main thing is let's figure out something that's going to be very affordable. Let's get a budget, because the last thing we want to do is put you in a franchise to where you're reaching a little and you don't have the capital. That is a disaster if you do not have the capital to invest and ride out the wrong haul. So definitely work with the budget, but also let's work with what is out in the marketplace and what is important. What kind of income would you like to make, and how quickly do you need to make it? Do we need to have a reoccurring revenue model, or can we just do a model that's just kind of brick and mortar? Is sales important to you? Go through all kind of the traits of what they like to do, find out the budget again, like I said, just to make sure it's a great fit, and then kind of work there of going, okay, let's look at different industries that are going to produce the income that we want to do and the time frame. And then also, hey, let's look down the line. Are you thinking maybe we should look at multiple units of going, hey, let's go instead of opening up one unit or one territory, let's go with a 2-3 territory deal, because that makes a difference too, what franchise to look for.
Yeah, definitely. Do you feel like in your role, James, do you feel like you kind of fall into a coaching position to some of these athletes? Are they used to having coaches? Are they very receptive and open to advice and coaching throughout the process and even after they've signed a franchise agreement and they're moving forward? Do you feel like they're very open and receptive to having the mentorship and the coach there with them?
Yeah, 100%. They really look at, you're the franchise guy. So show me my options. Okay, I like what you're showing me. I'm passionate about this. They more than even some professionals just go, talk to me about the franchise while I'm going through this. Let's, we're going to have calls and we're going to discuss it all along the way. But they're also like, tell me, they have the most deepest questions, because they, like you said, they have that respect and they want that outside, opinion. So and evaluation. So they're used to that. So they very much so want to hear and listen to, what I have to say about my experience and, do I think this is a good franchise after you've talked with them and we've talked about it? Maybe I'll tell them, I just don't feel that this might not be a good fit for you because of X, Y, and Z. And all we have those discussions all the way through of reading the franchise disclosure document or verifying with franchisees of how the system works and what kind of support they're going to get. We talk all about that and we go back and forth on that. And then to your point, yes, after they sign, some of them are, hey, James, what about this? What kind of manager would you hire? What would you do with this? So that they're all ears into coaching even after the agreement's done and signed.
And I'm curious to ask too, like on the franchisor side, how's that relationship working with them and the franchisor? Do you feel like there's, working with an athlete's different than working with someone who's had a business in the past or came from the corporate world? What's that relationship like? Do you feel like it's a good synergy there with the franchisors in general with these types of clients you work with?
Yes, 100%. I feel that every time I'll mention one of my athletes' clients' background, the franchise director, and the franchise goes, oh, and they want to put their best face forward of showing the athlete of different things. And they also know, hey, an athlete is going to be a great business person and that it's going to be a great natural fit. And we want to make sure that we show the athlete everything that's out there. And they are looking, hey, let's strike up a great relationship with this athlete. And depending on the athlete who it is, they might go, hey, let's maybe do a little bit of deal on the franchise fee to where maybe we use your likeness once you sign with us to help us promote the franchise. So they also have that other end of the spectrum that they can work with too as well.
Yeah, that's, I was going to ask about that because I feel like if they're a well-known name, there's some marketability there, but they also don't want to feel like a show pony either, I would think, right? So
100%.
You have to be careful there. Yeah. What are some trends you're seeing just in terms of franchisors and new franchises coming up that fit this type of clientele for you? I mean, where do you feel like the trends are going in the next several years with this kind of avenue?
Well, health and wellness is really hot right now. Health and wellness is right up right up the athlete's definitely interest and that they know a lot about. So that is definitely one trend that's really up and going. But I also go, hey, I want to give you some options out there besides health and wellness and the different things that you see. And something you might go, I've never even thought of that. And we'll just come back and we'll just talk about, we'll go, some of this like dog grooming. Hey, everybody has a dog. Everybody loves a dog. Let's think about it. Everyone is going to take their dog to the groomers. Your audience is already captured. And, you know, this particular franchise has a subscription model. So you're going to beat your competition. And you know what? In this particular franchise, your margins are going to be much stronger. And you're going to have the really good possibility of having your money back within, you know, the first year. So yeah, that might be something you want to look at. So that might be something that they've never actually even thought of. Maybe they've taken their dog many times to a dog groom, but never really thought, wow, a business could run like that. And it's something that they've never even had that on their spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of consultants out there, James, and I got to ask too, like, where do you feel like you're different in terms of the consultants that are out there and how, in your own experience, you've got a lot of experience too, but how do you feel your approach is different? How do you handle not just working with athletes, but also corporate people who are interested in franchise ownership or anybody else? Where do you feel like your unique area is in this?
Well, I feel that where I'm unique is, yes, I'm going to tell you different things that I think would be great fits for you, but I also am going to sometimes let the client lead of where their interests are and what it is. I don't pigeonhole myself to just, you know, five franchises, but I will let the client lead and go, if it's an area where they love a certain category, hey, I will show them that and I will be all that behind them and we'll be all for that. So I would feel that I'm different, that I have a little bit more, I have a little bit of openness to, I'll work with any franchise that is out there and help them discover that. But we also got to make sure it is a good fit. And I will guarantee you that I will help see if it's a good fit. And I'll tell you, hey, you know what? That franchise might sound great, but the guy that is in charge of the franchise, the CEO founder, I just don't get a good vibe from him. I don't feel that it's going to be a great fit. But if you want to talk with them, absolutely talk, because maybe you will feel a good fit. So I will let the client kind of figure some things out on their own. Of course, I will give them my expertise and advice, but I want to be as open-minded to the client as they are that I ask with me.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you too, like, there's got to be times when somebody wants to go in one direction and you just feel like it's not the best and there's a little bit of a disagreement there. How do you handle that? I mean, I know with what you do, there has to be a lot of transparency and honesty too. So, but sometimes I'm sure that can get difficult. So how do you typically dance around that situation if someone's saying, well, I really want to do this, but it's not a good fit, and you're thinking it's not a good fit, and you know what I mean? There's a little bit of a headbutt going on there.
100%. And it just, I will always try to let the facts speak for themselves if it is there, because I'm always, like I said, always willing to work with the client and go the direction they go. But if I feel very strongly about something, I'll lay it out, like, you know, when I was looking at the FDD, I didn't see that the profit margin was going to be that strong. And, you know, and if they also go, you know, I don't want to talk to any franchisees in the system. I will go, no, you absolutely need to talk with franchisees in the system, because that's where you're going to get your feedback. You're going to get your feedback of how fast am I going to make a profit? Would you do this again, is what you're going to ask them. And then also, what kind of support do you get? Those kind of are three big main factors. And I will go back to those conversations. Hey, you either have to talk with the franchisee to validate what you're, where we're disagreeing, or let's go back to the validation of the franchisee. And they said, this bad thing about the franchise that I may say may raise a red flag. So I would point that all out to them and basically lay the cards on the table. And again, ultimately, it's their decision who they want to go with it. But I will lay the cards out on the table and advise them, you know, that this would be something I would be a little bit concerned about. But if they still wanted to move forward, of course, I would support that.
Yeah. Well, this has been a good conversation, James. And I always like to ask one question too. You know, this is more for you too. Like, if you could go back in time before your career started, you know, you meet yourself at 18 years old, you know, and you knowing what you know today, what would you tell yourself?
That is a great question. Boy, do I wish I could do that. If I went back at 18 years old, I would say, you know, put your eyes and just think you can do anything you want to do, and maybe go get more entrepreneurship at that age. As I always say, I wish I would have got into my own business and stopped working for a corporation many years before I did that. It's so much more rewarding. It's at times a little bit scary, yes, but I would tell you, that's one thing I would change. I would have gone to business for myself at a much faster age, and I definitely would have set my sights on entrepreneurship much sooner in life.
And I got to ask too, like, you know, with a lot of these younger kids who are getting into college sports and things, you know, they may not make it to a professional level, but this could be an opportunity for them. I mean, what's the advice you want to give for young people out there, whether they are an athlete or not, to expose themselves to entrepreneurship, or at least dip their toe in the water to kind of learn about it? It seems like, a lot of kids these days, I think they're getting more into it. I think that social media and things are promoting entrepreneurship and getting more kids to think about it. But what do you feel they really need to know? Like, you know, what should they be thinking about as they venture into either going the corporate route or, you know, venturing into getting a business together? What would you give some advice to the kids nowadays in terms of that?
I definitely say, if you're going in the corporate route, have a plan to where you could set some money aside to invest into your portfolio and consider a franchise system to invest in, where it could be provide an avenue of, hey, you know, at one point this job might not be as fulfilling as I thought it was going to be, or I'm just tired of making other people money. I want to make myself money and have myself something that could be for mine forever, that I could even pass along to my family. So I would just say, you know, have that open mind, but look at that. If you're in the corporate world, look at that other side of franchise ownership with young kids, young athletes, with the NIL money right now, or someone who's just signed a contract. You know, that's very hard, because you ask an athlete right now, how long are you going to play? I don't know. You know, there's no certainty of how long you're going to play. Something could happen to you. So you may have the money now. So I would say, instead of buying the gold chain or fancy car, you could do, definitely, but have some of that aside of, you know, what is my life going to be after sports, and have money set aside to where, while you're making great money, to where you can get into something that will be yours for the rest of your life and into entrepreneurship.
Right. That's great advice, because it's interesting. You see a lot. And I think I have heard somewhere that the average NFL career is like 3 years, maybe. Right. I mean, it's not an easy, journey sometimes, and an injury could happen, or anything could happen. And, you know, things change at the drop of a dime. So I think it's important to have that other opportunity out there and to save money and to really be prepared in case things go awry, I guess, would you say, right?
100%. You know, it's kind of refreshing. I am working with a actual NFL player right now, and he's been in the league for about 7 years. And he was like, you know, my goal is to play two more years, but what I want to do is I want to start a franchise now. And after those 2 years up, or I want to transition into the franchise, and I want to take those 2 years to evaluate the franchise I'm in to see if I want to go multiple units. So right. It's very refreshing to hear something like that.
Well, this has been great, James. How can people reach you if they have questions they want to find out more?
Yes, I would send them to my website, thefrandream, FRANDREAM.com. The Fran Dream. On there, there is a business assessment that you could take online, and it's a free business assessment, and kind of take it and shows you where your skills are and how it matches up into the franchise world.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, James, for being on the show. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate your time.
Hey, this is Ryan. Are you in the market for a customer relationship management system for your business? Well, before you drop a dime, pick up my book, Customer Relationship Management Exposed, now available on Amazon. Just search Customer Relationship Management Exposed and my name, RyanArcoraci. This is your definitive guide to saving money before purchasing a CRM, so pick it up today.